Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Rada and Addy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Christopher Lee government has reaffirmed their commitment to environmental protection with funding for the Special Wildlife Reserve near Longreach. $350,000 has been allocated to a reserve to safeguard the area from commercial activity and maintain biodiversity. The reserve is home to one of Australia's most threatened freshwater fish species, the red-finned blue-eyed fish. The declaration of the reserve was announced in collaboration with Bush Heritage Australia and Binjara traditional owners under the Special Wildlife Reserve category, which allows private land with exceptional nature and cultural value to be protected.
Queensland hiker Dr. Kasaba Varga has been found safe after going missing for 4 days on Bulumbin. The 54-year-old man, who had been missing since Saturday, emerged yesterday from the dense mountain terrain in northern New South Wales. On Saturday, Dr. Varga had contacted a friend, telling them to contact authorities if they didn't hear from him by Sunday morning. By Sunday afternoon, a large-scale search had been launched on the overgrown track that had been closed to the public since 2020. Police say that Dr. Varga is lucid and recovering well from the incident. He is now recovering in a Murrawinba District Hospital.
In national news, the Fair Work Ombudsman has forced the University of Queensland to pay $23 million to 14,000 university staff members as a result of an investigation into underpaid wages of the institution. The investigation found that the university has cheated the $14,000 affected staff out of the average of $1,300 each. Fair Work has found the university has failed to keep adequate records relating to overtime, allowance and superannuation among other payments to its employees, particularly those employed under casual and permanent contracts. The Ombudsman, Anna Booth, has stated that this payout and upcoming audit into the University of Sydney's finances will hopefully drive change across the wider university sector. The decision comes in the wake of $70 million payout by the University of Melbourne to its underpaid staff.
Australia has backed a United Nations resolution calling for an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, marking its strongest stance on the conflict. The country supported a resolution defending the work of the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestine refugees and rebuking Israel for obstructing its aid efforts. More than 150 countries, including Canada, the UK and New Zealand, voted for the resolutions, while the US and Israel opposed them. This shift in Australia's position following a hint from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese earlier this week, suggesting a more critical stance towards Israel. Despite this, Australia's UN representative noted that the country does not agree with everything in the resolution.
In international news, the acting Afghani Refugees Minister, Khalil Hakeem, has been assassinated along with six others in a suicide bombing in the nation's capital, Kabul. The United States has put a $5 million bounty on Hakeem and was sanctioned by the United Nations as an associate of Osama bin Laden. Hakeem was a major fundraiser for the Taliban, frequently traveling across the Middle East and South Asia. The Hakeem family is extremely influential in Afghan politics as a strong power base in North Pakistan. Pakistani officials have condemned this attack. While no party has claimed the attack yet, the Taliban-led government has blamed the Afghan branch of Islamic State.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Voting for the 2024 Hot 100 is now open.